さあ悲しみのもじゃはしめやかにすすり泣き、ご覧
You're listening to Otaku Spirit Anime Cast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined here with Chris.
Yo!
And today's episode is on anime lists and the necessity for them and review brigading. Yeah, I originally put together this outline specifically targeted towards addressing, is anime being review bombed? And I figured at some point, you know, we haven't really talked too much about anime lists in general, so I do want to kind of make it an all-encompassing conversation about, you know, like I said, the necessity for anime lists, what they kind of bring to the table. Obviously, the negativities that come with these kind of sites, and addition to the idea of the brigading and all that kind of stuff that's going on, that I do think needs to have some attention given to it. I know that a lot of people have kind of covered the major ones. I know that I think Nux Talk To was involved with the one for the interspecies reviewers, I believe. Or maybe it was the other one. But, I mean, it doesn't seem like much attention got to a lot of the brigading that happened. And I think that's really just an aspect of some people believing that it's been handled, whereas others don't. So it does bring up an interesting kind of conundrum with that whole situation. So, like I said, I wanted to make it more of an all-encompassing conversation because I do believe we've talked about a couple times, you know, my whole situation going through my anime list for I guess people that don't know, when we first kind of gave this a, you know, an all go, like let's really make this website and this podcast a thing. I did go to specifically my anime list because at the time I thought it was the only thing. Like I thought that was the only aggregating site that you can kind of keep track of what you're doing and kind of really get an idea of what all you've watched. And I spent like literally an entire day going through the entire list of all anime that they had on the site, which is a lot. And, you know, quickly add them to my list and get an idea of what all I've watched. And, you know, no flex here or anything, but I'm almost 2,000. Granted, I don't really think that's like an overall thing, because I know there's a lot of older shows that I just don't remember that I've watched. But at the same time, most of those shows are literally in the last 5 years, because we get, you know, 30 plus shows every single season. It adds up really quickly. Whereas back in the day, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, you had 4 shows a season. So it's not saying that I'm a long timer or anything like that. But it was fun in the end. And like I said, I think it was a necessity. And I think the interesting thing is that for anime lists, there's a different necessities for that. Like I said, there is the finding new anime. There's the ability to track your anime. There's the social aspects of it, which I don't really get involved at all with. There's the idea of the gauging the interest from a lot of people and researching who's working on it. That's like a big thing that I use my anime list specifically for, is to kind of research who all is working on an item. And so I think there's a lot of pluses to it, but in the end, the rating aspect of it is a lot to do with just me trying to keep an idea of how much I enjoyed a show. So when I look back later on, all I got to do is go, okay, show me the top, you know, anything that's 8 and above. And that gets me an idea of, like, shows that I really, really liked. And don't forget that I really, really like them, because I watch a lot of shows. Knowing which of those 1,700 plus that I really, really liked is important to me. So there, it's a funny thing that it is a site, or at least most all these sites are for, or, you know, have a purpose, but it's, I guess, how you use it, I think, can change people's perspectives. Because obviously you can look online and you're going to find hundreds of videos of, I rate my terrible taste in, my friend's terrible taste in anime, or I look at reviews and I hate them. That stuff is definitely there, but I just kind of avoid it. The social aspect is something that I completely avoid. So, like, you were talking about your experience with it. You really haven't decided what you want to do. Because I know that you had something against my anime list a while back, and you didn't want to, and you were choosing Anime Planet, but you haven't really gone on there to really kind of start your list, right?
On Anime Planet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did that a long time ago. My experience with it is kind of weird, because I don't know that I specifically chose one. I just accidentally bumped into Anime Planet at some point and started setting it up there, and I think the discussion came between the two of us, and I know that you were talking about how, but I had already started Anime Planet, and so shifting over to my anime list was just not viable for me. I had already spent way too much time on Anime Planet.
Do they not have an export?
I think my anime list has the export, but Anime Planet, I don't know that they actually have one.
Yeah.
Because I think that was one of the things that we were discussing, is just using an export to move it over, and I never did find one on Anime Planet, but I know that you said that my anime list does have one.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about it is I can't tell you exactly what it was about Anime Planet. I do like the aesthetic of My Anime Planet, or Anime Planet.
Which one, Chris?
I do like the aesthetic of Anime Planet over My Anime List, but that's a quibble thing at best.
I don't like how Anime Planet's laid out at all. So that's surprising.
But when it comes down to it, they both really kind of do the same thing. My anime list does have more aggregated information. That I will admit to.
Yeah.
There's the scoring system, the tiering and everything like that all works far more better in my anime list. I think Anime Planet is catching up to my anime list as far as how much kind of production information is getting on there, which voice actresses or whatever have you is behind each character and stuff like that. That stuff is getting better on there. I believe Anime Planet did have the linking to the legal sources earlier than My Anime List, but I could be wrong. I do know that My Anime List was not that far behind on that, so that's a silly quibble as well. But when it comes down to it, both of them are really doing a lot of the same things, just in different ways. So when it comes down to it, it's a preference at that point. I do know that there is other ones. Anime Amino was trying to do something similar. I haven't been on their thing in a long time, and so I don't know if they're still keeping up with that. But yeah, it's in some respects, to me, it seems like kind of a weird flex in different things. Like, I do kind of get a kick out of filling out my list and finally getting to a point where I've gone through all the seasons. Right now I'm like 4 or 5 seasons behind again. I don't keep up with it at all.
Well, you were saying the reason why that was because Anime Planet doesn't have an API. And that's
oh,
I
yeah,
think a
yeah,
huge
the,
problem.
The,
you were talking about going to Miami list just because of the API. And then I was like, lol, it's gone now. And you can only use My Anime List app, which is terrible. I think I joked with you before, like when I use it on my iPad, it's literally a phone screen on my iPad. It's all blown up. It's only portrait mode. It's like, this is so terrible. But yeah, you do make a good point. There is other sources. And the other one that I think we've never really talked about before is AnyList. And I'm pretty close to considering just moving to AnyList. I've already exported my entire my entire list from my anime list to any list. And it's funny to think because I've never considered any list before, and this is probably just me being just completely dumb and not really caring to look, but it's one of those things where...
That's an offshoot of
Anychart. We've been using Anychart for the longest time, and AnyList is basically the back of it.
Huh.
And so every time we talked about Anychart, and every time you click on one of those, it's taking you to AnyList. And so it is a full-blown database, and I've never considered it before. Now, my considerations that I have is, yes, I think it's older-looking. My AnyList is older-looking, but it has more information at glance than any of the other ones. And that's what I always liked about it. Like, Anime Planet is... I just don't like how it's laid out, but it looks like it's getting better. Like, I've had more times lately where I have to go to Anime Planet to find the voices and the character art behind it than with my AnimeList, because it seems like there's more restrictions happening with the information aggregation on my AnimeList.
Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that I am making a very big differential between layout and aesthetic. So when I say aesthetic, I think it looks good.
I'm talking about layout.
As far as layout, no, I agree. It does seem kind of convoluted sometimes, but that's a very different thing.
It's one of those things where if I use it for a while, I'm probably not going to have a problem. Like,
yeah.
I'll probably figure it out after a while. I mean, that's just like any list. I love... visually how AnyList look, it looks a lot more modern. It has got a lot more modern tech behind it. Like, you can actually upload your... Like, I was uploading my list. I thought it was completed, and then I started looking for my list in the site, and then suddenly at the top it says it's been uploaded. I'm like, okay, so it's got background processes happening. It doesn't have to stay on a page just to do something. It's got a lot better tech behind this site than, say, my AnyList. But at the same time, it's got a lot of things that are kind of buried under section. Again, I can probably learn it over time, but it's going to take some getting used to not having everything at a glance. Like I said, even though it looks old, it looks archaic, there's a lot of information on the page, a lot more at a glance is available to you in my AnimeList, whereas everything else is trying to be very modern and clean, and it's hiding things. So it'll take a lot of getting used to. But like I said, I think... Here's the problem. This is the one thing that I struggled with even making this discussion is not being knowledgeable enough to really talk about things. I don't like bringing up things that I'm not knowledgeable about, because then somebody's just going to go like, if you just take some time to look into this. But I'm curious how – I think the biggest problem that all three of these sites, specifically I'm talking about MyAnimeList, AnyList, and Anime Planet – is how it aggregates information. Because that's the deal breaker. That's the make or break in something like this. These are literally Wikipedia pages. And if it doesn't have a solid group of people, a community working on them, because I'm sorry, any one of these sites, I don't know about, again, I don't know about Anime Planet, because I know they do have a Patreon. I don't know about AnyList specifically. I know they all have some way of being able to pay into it. But they don't necessarily have people being paid to work on them. And I think that's kind of important. I know in the day and age of internet, a lot of things can function with the use of its community. And that's the whole Wikipedia concept. But if you don't have an active and willing group of people that can work on them, it's going to fall behind. Like I mentioned before, I'm finding more lately, I go to look for a show on my AnimeList to find information about characters and everything, and it's not filled out. And I have to go to Anime Planet to get that information. What does that tell me? Either one, there's too many restrictions on my AnimeList now, or people don't care about those shows enough. I'm talking about shows that are actually popular, so that's not really the case. Or Anime Planet's handling their community a lot better. They have more ability to change things. Now, I've already seen with AnyList that there's a lot of trolling that happens where they change artwork for characters and shows to be something stupid. So I know that AnyList has a lot of flexibility there, but to what detriment? Does that mean that there's going to be more people screwing with things, changing names because they don't like a character, and that, you know, throws off the entire system? So it is the big question, is you do need to have that ability for people to aggregate. Like, I talked about one time where I'm like, I would love, because I watch so many shows, I would love to get paid to update a lot of these pages, but I'm not going to do it for free.
Yeah.
Or to no credit whatsoever. I think there's a lot of people that are willing to do that. I just don't really have the position to be able to do that. I think if I was way younger and I was just screwing around at home watching shows and that's what I enjoyed doing, I'd probably be fine with it. But as an adult, I can't really do that. I don't have the time or the leisure to do that. Maybe if I was getting paid, I'd be able to do it and I would be able to justify it to myself. But that is the ongoing issue that a lot of these sites have. And I think that there's something going on behind the scenes that's making it more difficult for my AnimeList. There's a lot of things that are making it very easy for AnimeList, and I think that's going to help them. Because I am looking at shows and stuff on AnimeList, and it looks like it's just as fleshed out with information of more so. Because I specifically chose a show that I really loved that wasn't very popular as much as I would hope it to be, and to see if that show was fully filled out. And I looked at all three of these sites. And the thing that surprised me the most was AnimeList. I looked up Ascendance of the Bookworm. The most obscure thing about that show, and most people won't remember this, at the end of every episode of Ascendance of Bookworm, what did they have? They had an end card, and it was done by a specific artist. And I love that aspect of it, because it had all these different artists that made different little end cards for the show. AnimeList had every single artist for every single episode on that list. And I'm like, that shows me that either one, they're paying somebody maybe, and I doubt it. Two, they have some very passionate fans working on that site. Or three, it's very flexible and easy to access editing. And that's, again, it's a dual-edged blade. You have the problem with people screwing things up, but also the other thing where anybody can update it. I love that artist. I'm going to make the end card information on there. I'm going to put the actual artist on here.
If you've followed anime for long enough, you know what Andrew is talking about, and that's an absolutely fascinating thing. I don't think there's been a lot of people, if anybody, or any site that I've ever seen that's actually covered that. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that I would love there's sometimes that I would love to actually look into an artist and just based on those end cards, because those are some gorgeous artwork sometimes.
Yeah, and that one hit a lot of the doki dokis for me, because there's so many of those end cards are like, oh, I get to see the cute little mime with Lutz together. They're so cute together. but yeah, it is a conundrum, and I think like I said, number one problem with all these sites is going to be information aggregation, and whichever one does it the best is going to be good. I think probably, oddly enough, a big second to that whole situation is definitely going to be in the APIs. Because there's nothing that sells a lot of people on these than APIs. Because nobody all the time wants to be on their dang website. And I think that's my conspiracy theory, and there's no proof to this. My conspiracy of why they pulled the API from AnimeList is probably because they want people to come to the site. They want the ad revenue. They want that. They don't want people to just hit on an API over here that injects information. And granted, they do have a beta for a new one. I think Anime Planet has a beta for one as well. So they're both working on something, but at the same time, they don't have it available. And that's the frustrating thing. And what was great is I've been dealing with the AnimeList app itself, specifically what they made. Like I said, it's terrible, but it works. It's simple. I could just get on there and hit the plus button, and I get my show added. But it's like, you realize how important the API is when you actually go to a site that has an API. Well, again, my AnimeList had one, but they removed it. But when I go to, like I said, when I put all my stuff on AnimeList and then I bring up theirs, it's got a landscape mode. It's got a good app. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty much a deal breaker. I can actually have all my shows on my iPad and not have to use my phone to actually have it look decent. And then there's the other aspect. There's a lot of people that, yes, they torrent stuff and they use APIs in order to automatically track stuff through torrenting. But there's a lot of ways that it can be used. I mean, I would love if the API would allow, say, Crunchyroll to have it on their site. So when you watch a show, it registers that you automatically watch the show and it adds it to your list. Why not? And I know that's probably because now it's Sony, but before with Crunchyroll, they don't necessarily want to associate them with another company that they're not directly a partnership with, yeah, and that's... that there's problems with if somebody, if MyAnimeList says something inappropriate, it reflects on Crunchyroll. So they don't like that kind of buddy-buddy nature unless there's a contract involved. But you could set up a contract. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
They've never been willing to play nice unless they're pretty much in control of the situation. And so I agree with you.
Which is surprising because you would think now more than ever that because MyAnimeList has been bought by like three different companies by this point, companies that have the welfare of anime in mind. These are manga companies and stuff that have manga companies. And you see that in the fact that there's so much buying stuff related put on MyAnimeList now, which kind of help it. But I think it's a necessity, and I think it's important. So
it's kind of sad because we've talked about this before. It's like obviously they see something in MyAnimeList that they want, and yet it's never. We've never seen anything come to fruition of it. So
yeah, they never do anything with it.
Yeah,
they never. I mean, it's a gold mine, and they keep messing with it, but they never really do anything significant with it. Now they have the aspect that you can read free manga through the site itself. And then eventually leads you to having to buy the manga or whatever, which is nice. And I think that's something that could have been easily... I mean, they've done a lot of partnership with a lot of companies, too, so you do have a lot of embedded videos now. But there's a lot of issues that are coming with that, which is like, okay, well, if I'm in a certain country that doesn't have legal access to that show, how does that work? If you know, does it tell which country I'm in so that it doesn't recommend these videos unless I can actually watch them? I mean, then nobody wants to see watch episode one now when they go to a page and then they click on it and it says not available in your country. Why even bother? I mean, it would be cool to have them to be able to detect what region you are based on what you put in your profile, select a, you know, a pool of those shows. I just know it's a lot of work and none of them want to do it. That's the unfortunate thing in the end, but... Yeah, I think they're doing better, but it's just not quite there yet. And there's so much potential there, it's scary. And I think that's why they bought this particularly MyAnimeList. That's why they bought it, is because the potential's there and they could definitely use it. But like I said, I think finding new anime is definitely important. Like I said, just each of these sites have the capability of obviously the top list. You know, we have to have the most popular shows. That's easily probably one of the coolest ways that you can find new shows. I think a lot of these sites having related anime is really great, where people can actually say, you know, this show has this, so you'd probably like this show too. Now, granted, people are dumb, so having a related anime be because it has a dog in the house doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the same show, but there's some people that do decent ones, and I think most people can tell if it's a stupid troll or not. But that's always been a cool way because we used to do that with our reviews and stuff. We used to actually recommend other shows based on what was in them. We've kind of failed miserably at that lately, but I've always found it a fun way of kind of redirecting people to the shows. Like, you know, let's say Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro, pointing people to Teasing Master Tagi-san is an easily a thing. So yeah, and like I said, I think the biggest thing is really kind of being able to look at who's created a show and find out what other works they worked on. Like, you know, yeah, the easy one is, okay, if I really liked Unlimited Blade Works, being able to click on Ufotable and find out all the other amazingly visually beautiful shows that they have is great, or find all the Ghibli shows is great, but also really kind of diving into writers, which is always a good one, diving into, you know, character artists like you've done before. That kind of stuff is really cool. Looking for every show that Aoyuki's in, which is like 10 shows a season now, is always a cool thing to do. So discovery is always cool. And also finding out that a show has an OVA, which we've never heard about because, again, they're OVAs. So they're hard to kind of keep track of. So, and I, like I said before, I think a lot of my enjoyment out of the tracking aspect of these sites is really around, you know, yeah, there's a little bit of an inner desire to flex. Not that I like to go out every 2 seconds on Twitter and say, hey, guys, I've watched 1,700 shows. But more of, like I said, tracking shows based on what I've rated them at the time to better know, you know, how much I enjoyed a show. And I said, again, I think that's really going to be something I'm going to enjoy more about AnyList, is being able to actually, they have a lot of ways to kind of adjust your list to specifically like years. And I think they actually have a genre breakdown, which is something that I unfortunately have always wanted with my anime list to be able to actually, like, if I'm talking about a show or we're doing a subject, say we'll do like a subject on horror and we do a horror podcast, I can actually filter by horror and by year so that if we do an episode on horror, I know what shows I've watched that are actually horror rather than having to go, okay, scroll through my entire 1700 shows and look at the, you know, usually just by the thumbnail, but sometimes by the name, to figure out which shows are horror. The other cool thing is that you can adjust the site to be English or Japanese.
Yeah.
Big shocker. Like, no, I'm sorry all the purists out there that want to call, you know, Higurashi, Nakakoro ni Kai or whatever. Being able to see Higurashi when they cry is really nice. Being able to see, you know, Attack on Titan rather than, you know, Sengeki no Kyojin or whatever. It's nice because, again, we're an English podcast, so we like to make sure that people that are watching on all these sites, which is the majority of people, they don't want to hear the entire light novel. Nobody knows the entire light novel names of a lot of these shows, so it is nice to be able to kind of see it that way as well. So, and I think that's a huge plus to a lot of people. Again, my anime list doesn't really necessarily have that. I'm not sure if Anime Planet has that, but I know that Anime List is, or Anime Planet is a lot more easier to look via English title, but
they've got both of them. So what'll end up happening is as you're going through the list, and I think it's actually to it against it or to its detriment per se. When you're going through the list, you'll accidentally see the same show twice. But what'll happen is one will be the English version and one will be the Japanese version.
Yeah.
So you'll
All this stuff is translated on the face of Anime Planet Anime Planet.
Yeah. And when you go through the actual list, it'll have it two times. And the funny thing is I don't know if they've changed that since then. So please forgive me.
Yeah, these are all English on the main right. the top list.
And try going by season. The way it used to be, it would be like Attack on Titan season 14, and then you'll see down later.
And it was probably because somebody added another listing, and so they had to delete it.
That's possible.
Somebody didn't see Shingeki no Kyojin, but there was Attack on Titan there, so they added a subject. Or it might have been an inner struggle that was happening with the site where everybody wanted it to be in Japanese.
At least that's how it used to be. And like I said, it was one of those things that I kind of found annoying. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it isn't exactly a good thing, because what it does is in some cases it's kind of good, because if you don't know the English name or you don't know the Japanese name, you could make sure that your show is covered and you actually are getting the episode for that particular show, and you may not know the other name, and so you just go right on by it. However, if you happen to know both names, but you don't actually for whatever reason put two and two together, which is something I've done, I'll go through and I'll see Fruits Basket and I'll hit that and then go down in the Japanese name of the Fruits Basket. And I'm not putting the two together for whatever reason. I'm not putting the two together and I end up doing it a second time. So I'm actually doubling up on those episodes. I did want to mention, it's kind of funny, cause I was trying to remember, like I said, the reason why I got into Anime Planet that I couldn't think of why. I want to say that I ended up bumping into somebody I've done this many hours. You know how they have you can customize your own.
It's basically for people that watched One Piece.
Yeah.
They want to flex at people like me who's watched 1700 shows, but I haven't watched One Piece, by going, well, technically the amount of time that I spent on One Piece is equal to, you know, hundreds of shows that you've watched. It's like, yes, I agree. I submit.
And I think that's what got me into it. Like I said, this was before the whole my anime list was becoming a thing, really. And so bumping into that.
2004? Jeez.
Yeah. Well, Anime Planet's been around a while as well.
I wonder.
But I want to say that I ended up bumping into that, and that's how I found it. And it's funny because I, doing that, I did get a good idea of how many hours, but I've never been that serious into it that I've wanted to actually be that hardcore into it. So
yeah, it shows 2001 at the bottom. I'm not sure if that's exactly when they started the set or not, but that could be.
Probably when they started it, but not when they started becoming really all that popular.
Well,
I'm sure.
That's pretty much everything, though. That makes sense. Well, it's funny because when I was thinking about this stuff, the biggest thing that's an issue with, I guess, both sites is obviously reviews. Review and scoring. I know that we're going to get more into that later, but not scoring specifically, but reviews specifically. I think that a lot of that's the... And that's, again, that goes back to my use of the site. I know that a lot of people have fun making, you know, mean reviews or enjoying reading mean reviews, but honestly, I just avoid it completely. I just don't really care. It's like, honestly, I don't care either one way or another, but I do know that that's like a huge issue and technically a huge stain on a lot of the shows. Not just you can make an argument that people that are stupidly positive about a show just because they want to, you know, stick it to all the people that are being mean to the show. I mean, we talked about that before, not wanting to listen to other people's reviews or look into other reviews of a show just because you feel like you overcompensate to adjust for the negativity. But it works both ways, I think, in most regards with reviews, is just how just dumb they are at times where you read these reviews and it's like, was it really that bad? Mm-hmm. Are you really that angry? Does it make you that angry? I haven't looked enough to see if it's really as quote unquote toxic on AnimeList or Anime Planet, but I know that my AnimeList, I can't look through the information on a show without seeing, you know, a one pop up there, and I look at it and I see this guy that just looks like this anime shot its dog, and it's just mad, and it wants to make sure the entire world knows that he's mad at this show for killing its puppy. Like I said, it's hilarious on one hand, and I know a lot of people find fun in it, but at the same time, it shows, again, I haven't seen enough to know if it's there as well. I haven't used AnimeList enough to know if it's there. I have used Anime Planet plenty enough to say that I haven't seen it there. But my AnimeList, I cannot go by a single show without seeing, again, the toxic nature of people, the venom people that are there that just want to be stupid angry. And again, I acknowledge that it's probably for fun, that a lot of people just get a kick out of it. But even equally with that, an angry person that makes a review and then the tons of nasty comments that people put on their actual page, because there's no way to reply to a review. So people go to the person's page and they berate them there. This is probably because it's so popular. And thankfully for AnimeList and for Anime Planet, I think those sites are probably going to be free of this stuff for a while. But as soon as they get a little more popular, they're probably going to see the same problem, unless they have some strong moderation that is on those sites.
Not being on my anime list enough. Do they actually have any kind of a? I would want to call it a waifu picker, so you can love a character or hate a character.
They have where you can add them as your favorite character, if that's what you mean. Because on your profile page, you can add a list of your favorite characters. But I don't think specifically with the characters themselves, I don't think there's any way of kind of plusing, one-upping them or anything like that.
Because it's funny, in Anime Planet, they do actually have a love character or a hate character.
Yeah.
And I want to say that that's where more the kind of more toxicity is, per se.
But there's no way to comment. It's just you're literally putting a broken heart on them. It's not as if you're, like, posting a comment saying this is the most terrible character ever, right?
You can pick on one.
Because I'm sure Akito has plenty of from Fruit Basket. It's just got
a ranked number 51.
Users 1400 hearted Akito. You guys are sick. And 3300 hated him. So
go to the broken heart users up there.
It lists
comments.
Your name.
There's comments right there.
It lists their name. Okay, never mind. There, yeah, you do have it. Well, even that, equally, that's on my AnimeList. The sad thing about my AnimeList in that regard, and it's probably here too, because what you'll find is, obviously, they have data for creators. And the sad thing that you'll find is a lot of that hatred for specifically certain creators
That's
is in their comments page on it. And it's one of those double-edged blade things where you'll find where some of the creators, they get, like, people are on there in the comments for Miami List, and they're saying, you did an amazing job on this show. You are a legend. And there's the anime heart. The community is great. But then you'll look at another one where a show didn't quite go, say, I'm sure there's plenty of there, but if you look at, like, Promised Neverland season 2, I'm sure the director on Miami List for Neverland season 2 is probably getting huge amounts of hate because of what they did to season 2. I'm not going to read all these.
Well, I was going to say, look at my girl from Little Busters. She gets so much hate for her nasal
voice. Wasn't that a Japanese thing, though? Well, I know that, you know, Americans probably had problems with, or at least Westerners had a problem with her voice, but I don't know necessarily. I thought that was like a thing where they were making fun over there.
Oh, I don't know if they were making fun of her over there at all, so.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mama. Happy birthday. Great voice for Himeko. Happy birthday. I hate Kamari's voice. Seriously annoying char. Belated happy birthday.
Well, and now that time has gone by, I'm sure a lot of those have been flushed out. But yeah, she had a lot of hate.
They only post a certain amount of them. Well, I wonder where the rest of the comments go. They just like delete once.
I wonder if somebody went through and cleared some of that out.
I'm sure there's the capability of doing that. I don't doubt that. But yeah, it is the internet. The internet. Let's be honest. You're gonna have the nasties and you're gonna have the positives. It's always gonna be around and everything. It's just, yeah. What things are in play that kind of prevents it from getting nasty is really the big question mark. What systems do they have in play? What moderators do they have? What kind of head do the moderators have on their shoulders to properly manage thousands of people that are coming there to either berate somebody or to cheer somebody on? What kind of systems are in play to... I think that's a big crucial thing, because I think, specifically with Miami List, they've had, of course, a lot of here recent things, but we'll get into in a minute, a lot of recent happenings that their system should show this site, this show, had a ton of traffic. They know which pages are getting a lot of traffic. And they should be on a regular basis monitoring. Well, for some reason, Natsumi Yanase's page is getting a lot of hits right now. There's probably a good reason for it. Mm-hmm. this director suddenly out of nowhere is very on our top list of pages being hit right now. I wonder why. Probably because they decided to anime original a show and everybody hates the director because of it. The director's obviously at fault. Nobody else has control of the show. Obviously, the director is at fault here. Let's go berate them. And that's where I think a lot of these sites need to focus. And I'm sure a lot of them are. And I know that specifically Miami List has talked about it. They are monitoring where they're getting a lot of hits, when they're getting a lot of influx of new users, because, again, people are making illegitimate accounts just to berate people. And again, we'll talk about it later with the brigading of the reviews. They need to be able to adjust that and the importance of each one of those, especially as these other sites get more popular, because obviously a lot of people are probably getting sick of Miami List at this point. They need to be ready for that just so they can kind of adjust to it, not become another Miami List with a bunch of toxic people on it, which again, I think there is a market and it's okay for people to be mean about something or upset about something. That's perfectly fine. It's just there's a point that is like, this is no longer beneficial to anybody. And not that it needs to be censored, but you need to be able to adjust for that, because brigades aren't... I'm trying to think of a way to say this without sounding like it's censorship. Brigades aren't necessarily the voice of the anime community. So again, if something is terrible, what usually happens is somebody gets upset and they make a video. So, you know, possibly somebody with some kind of clout gets the ears of a lot of people and they go, I'm upset about this. And what happens? A bunch of people that have never watched the show join in, and they all join in this big brigade to kick something while it's down. And again, there's no benefit to it. The community itself is not upset about this. somebody with a larger voice is upset about something, and everybody listened, and now they're all brigading.
Well, that's we've made the joke about the Sword Art Online is our favorite ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why? Because certain people wanted to say something about it, and it suddenly became really, really freaking popular to hate Sword Art Online. While Sword Art Online has problems, it's not the end all and be all of bad anime. It was a great anime at the time. Now it's just, it's fun to kick it, and I don't know why it is.
Because it was popular. I think I heard here recently. Yeah, Evangelion. Evangelion's the new ex-girlfriend, by the way.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right on. There we go. We've been around long enough.
Well, what happened, obviously, is we had recently here the final movie, quote unquote. We'll see about that. The final movie finally came out, and what happens? Every little bug comes out from underneath the rocks to go, "You're crazy. Evangelion was never good." And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, we're doing this? Like, this, we're doing this now? Like,
this is a staple of the anime industry, and you're going to, it's never been good.
It's like, never really been good. You're all crazy. Your taste is terrible. I will inform you, I'm actually more smarter. Evangelion was not actually good.
And it's funny because I've never been one of those that has been totally the Evangelion was the most greatest ever, but at least I acknowledge that it does do some really amazing things. And it's like, even I can't acknowledge the best you can say is Shinji is annoying. That's the best you can say
and as much as I am a Shinji apologist, I acknowledge why he was the way he was. And I usually tell people, I don't think he's a bad character. Even then, I can acknowledge for people being frustrated by him. I even got a little bit frustrated by him with the last movie, but...
And I've got crap taste, and I like Rey, so everybody acknowledges that I'm obviously stupid.
Well, no, now Rey is, like, the best, and if you don't like Rey, you're terrible. And if you like Asuka, then you're terrible. No, it's... Whatever. Whatever.
What about the new glasses girl? Is she a favorite now?
I'm sure there's plenty of Magane people that love her to death. I honestly think she came out of nowhere, and I don't know why she's there, but there you go. I don't have to comment to explain to me why you think, you know, philosophically she needs to be in the show. I got so much hate from my review in the last movie. It's fine. It's fine. But no, anyways, what were we talking about? But no, that gets into the whole review aspect, the review brigading, and so... I'm sure that eventually we have to get into this, unless I'm thinking of anything else that needs to be covered before then. I think we've covered everything else. Yeah. So obviously the biggest conundrum that these sites have is scoring. Now, it's easy to say, who cares? It's Miami List. The scores suck anyways. It's easy to kind of discount the idea of scoring in general. I mean... I honestly, if I watch a show, I'm not going to go based off the scoring. Nobody does. And yes, there's a joke to be made that everything on my Miami List is, you know, between a 7 and an 8.5, unless it's hentai. or if it's extremely terrible, then it might be less than hentai. But, or at least everybody hates it. But I think it's important. And now go with me on this one. I honestly, again, don't look at it. I think it's important, though. Again, I use my ratings as a self-gauging. I don't put an 8 on something because I think everybody else is wrong for putting a 6 on it. And I think it needs to be an 8, so I'm going to put an 8 on there to bring it up. It's not going to matter in the end, to be honest. But I put it on there so that later on, again, I can go and look for 8 and above, and I know that that show was an 8 for me. I do a personal gauging. I think I put it on my actual profile page what each of the scores mean to me. Like, you know, 10's obviously a classic. 6 is like, I enjoyed it. 5, it's entertaining. And then under that's like decent, lacking, bad, worst. This is my way of gauging the stuff. And yeah, you can probably make an argument that it probably annoys people that I, you know, don't necessarily use their gauge. But at the same time, where is the definitive you have to rate it a 6 if you enjoyed it this many hearts of your Doki Dokis? If you cried this many times, you have to put an 8. There's no, again, this is the reason why technically the scoring system's stupid, because you can't put a number to your enjoyment of a show. It's just people do. But I still think, again, I still think it's important because I do, and this is like a, I guess this isn't like a thing that I can say that there's a definitive reason why it's important. It's just one of those things of where I think there's an importance to the anime community as a whole to be able to have something that is the, and this is probably me getting stupid artsy-fartsy and still philosophical, I think there's an importance of the anime community as a whole having a, here is our voice. This is our collective voice. This is what we all have said. This is so great. Other people should know about it. The future should know about it. And I think that there's a... Are you following me on this?
Well, we
philosophical list.
We discussed this during the objective versus subjective discussion, one of our discussionals a while back. If you haven't heard it...
Maybe the Rating Anime episode.
Was it? Well, I know we talked about it during Rating Anime, but I know for specifically we ended up talking about subjective versus objective. And this particular thing came up, and my argument of why the scoring system is important. Well, just to be clear, on my Anime Planet, I don't think I have but maybe 5 or 10 shows that are actually rated on that. I don't think I've actually rated anything on there.
Do they have personally, just a plus, a thumb up and thumb down?
No, they actually have a scoring system.
Okay. I don't like the thumb up versus thumb down. I mean, it's fine for like characters you like or whatever, but...
Yeah, they only do the heart and broken heart on characters. The rest of it is actually numbers.
And apparently actors and directors and stuff, people.
You can log into mine if you'd like.
You're earning badges. You got like 3 years. You have not logged onto this page in 3 years because you got 3 year badges. That's pretty bad, dude. It's pretty bad. What were we looking for?
Click on one of the things.
Oh, on the show to see if you can up or down it. Oh, I get you. Oh, this is a 5-star.
Yeah, it's 5-star. There you go.
Well, that's the other thing. It could be also because like any list you can choose if you want it 5 or if you can have 5, 10, or 100 score. So you might be able to change it here too.
And one of the interesting things about the and like I said, I personally am not big on putting numbers on them. I think that was something that I gave up on that idea way back when we first started, and we bantered back and forth about the entire idea of whether or not we wanted to continue rating shows.
And oh yeah, I remember we used to do the 5 paws.
Yeah,
did we do 5 paws? Because we had Cabot Wolf a long time ago.
And it was one of those things is like how do you subjectively, because I do get a kick out of watching people do this kind of weird math of I enjoyed the music at this amount, I enjoyed the artwork at this amount, I enjoyed the overall at this amount, and so I combine all these scores to get Captain Planet, and it's like
Go Planet,
and it's one of those things. I do acknowledge to a point, like we were talking about with my anime list. It's important to have those scores in certain respects to give this kind of aggregated overall community feel of how much a show is liked or something like that. But there's the downside to what, like Andrew was talking about earlier with this whole problem of
brigading.
And is there a way to fix that? No, I don't. This is one of the main problems that I was trying to bring up with the whole idea of objective versus subjective. We need an objective good. We need it. We cannot base all shows against a subjective reality. We can't do that. We need something that is in stone where we can go, does this do this? It's if you don't, then everything, my opinion is more important than your opinion because I have a platform. Nobody will agree with that. Nobody, because the second that I say I am objectively saying that Seraph of the End is the greatest show of all time, everybody and their mom will say, well, you're not speaking for me. I don't agree. Seraph of the End is the worst anime in the world. Well, how are we ever going to get to a point where we can go objectively, this show is good? The only way to do that is to have an aggregated feel of this is a show that is doing all of the things. That's why we were talking about, well, Ghibli and KyoAni are to us two of the industry leaders in generally. I'm not saying that they don't have flaws here and there. They're just generally the ones that are doing the best.
High caliber stuff. Yeah. I mean, and that's funny because even with something like Ufotable, I can't even say the same for Ufotable. And that's a shocker to probably a lot of people. Like, Andrew is honestly saying that not everything from Ufotable is great. I mean, something like God Eater wasn't, in my opinion, objectively something that a lot of people are going to say was great. It was a very mixed show. But yeah, a lot of people for like Unlimited Blade Works is going to say yes. I mean, across the chart, you're going to probably say most people think that was an incredible show, visually and everything. But Ghibli is like one of the few cases where you're like, yeah, it's hard to say that really anybody's going to say, have any fault with saying there's a lot of great caliber stuff coming out of Ghibli, and it's hard. And I fixed your list, by the way. I put Fruits Basket in your watched list and put it a 5-star. You can thank me later. You don't even have one. Here, let me help. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood has been watched. And I'll give it what? I'll give it a 5-star too. Otherwise, people on this listening to this
going to Andrew's just putting numbers funny, on my scores.
I'm seeing this one on every single list now, and that's that Modao Zhu Xi thing. It's like on every single list right now, going really high. So apparently, that I think I've seen the first season pop up, but I haven't touched any of it. But apparently, it's got a large audience pushing it up on all the on the lists. I thought I'd seen it on Anime Planet too. Anyways. No, I think that's really cool. I think that's – and that's the thing. It's like I don't think – in order to get that objective nature in there rather than the subjective nature, I think a lot of people need to be able to – it's not that you're going to be able to stop the trolls. You're not going to stop the brigading. You're not going to be able to stop the – the people that I'm turning against the mold. I don't think Sword Online is Sword Online is trash. Evangelion has always been terrible. The only way to really kind of turn back that aspect is by numbers. The only way that we can get this objective viewpoint or this total viewpoint of the anime culture is to have everybody hit these sites and give and fill out their list. I mean, and that's a sad thing is like, yeah, granted, when I look at my anime list and I'm looking at the seasonal, because that's always like a thing whenever we're watching a show and we're like, man, this is a really great anime. I wish people were more people watching it. It's not that I can gauge the watchability by, like, Twitter or something like that. Yeah, granted, if I can see a lot of people tweeting about a show, that's a good sign. But if I look at something like, say, Miami List, which is not everybody, I can get a good idea based on how many people are added to that show, how many users are added to that show, how many people are watching it. Not that I believe that only 313,000 people are watching Slime. It's probably going to be, like, a portion of the total people watching it. But that I can see that that one has, you know, 313,000 people engaging it, whereas something else that I think is good, I don't know, let's say...
How is Aquatope so low?
Edidens is a perfect example. 79,000. That's a huge difference there. Yeah, Aquatope, 96,000. It doesn't say that only 96,000 people are watching the show, but it gives me an idea of how much percentage base is engaging something. But if I think that if more people, and again, this goes back to the whole API argument, if more people could engage with something, it will give us a clear picture overall of the fandom. And I think there's an importance there. I think that is a cool thing to be able to get our knowledge together as a community. I mean, again, we've mentioned several times before, the anime community is probably one of the most tight-knit communities because we went through so much crap back in the day. We dealt with the fact that we were so outed by everybody else. Now, it's still happening, but less than it used to. We're a very, you know, tight-knit community. And that's what always frustrates us when we talk about, you know, when we were talking, I think, with rating anime and stuff, with the idea of people hating on people for liking Sword Online. Why do we fight each other when we're always the community that is seen as being dumb? We're the community that's seen as, ooh, it's the weebs. Why can't we have this aggregation of our knowledge? And yeah, I think that's probably because nobody wants to uphold a Miami List and a Annie List and a Anime Planet account because we can't select which one we want to go to. And I can't say on here, everybody go to Annie List and we're going to all go there. And that's going to somehow make the entire community of anime go to Annie List. But it's that pie in the sky that I wish we could have. That aggregated, here's how it is site would be great. I think there's a lot of benefits to that. Yes, obviously the benefit's going to be, yeah, it would be great for people to be able to find anime. Yes, as much as we hate it, top lists are really good because it gives you a basic idea of some cool idea. And if the site is able to adjust to popularity, ups and downs, that's a good thing. Because then we can see, yes, for a while there, Fruits Basket the Final was number one on my anime list. I know that a lot of people don't want to acknowledge that. Brigaders. But it was number one. And how many people found it because of that? I think still number two on Annie list. And I think it was number one on Anime Planet, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's number one on Anime Planet. For now. Until the Brigaders find out that Anime Planet exists, and then they're going to go over there and brigade it there. It is cool. Because, like I said, how many people found it because of that? Now, there's the issues with that, and I'll get into that in a minute. But how many people watched it because they seen it as number one? That's a cool... You might not like it. You might still end up not liking it. But it's there. And how cool is that? How cool is that this shoujo somehow managed to make it up there? Now, here, obviously, there's the issues with aggregating these ratings. And this kind of gets back into my original reasons for making this podcast, so we can finally get into my outline, really. Obviously, the issues that we really have is seasonals. Here's a really easy one. Why did Fruits Basket the Final Season do so well? I'm not going to say it's because everybody loved it. I'm going to say it's because all these sites, it seems, I think I checked every single one of them before I did this, every single one of these sites, how do they list them? Every season separate. So every rating of every season is separate. So essentially, when somebody watched, you know, the new Fruits Basket, they watched the first season. How many people didn't like it and dropped it then? And they gave it a bad rating. Well, okay. That's okay. Because when the second season comes out for Fruits Baskets, the new season, guess what? All the people that didn't like it stay behind. And now we have a new fresh season with a new rating that's starting fresh. And all the people that stuck with the show, that liked the show because they stuck with it, now suddenly rate it. Now, granted, not all of them are going to give a 10 stars, 10 out of 10, whatever. But then what happens when you get, you know, 100 episodes into it with its final season? Only the diehard people that love the show are going to stick with it for that long. And guess what? The Fruits Basket, the final season, gets nothing but people that stuck with it, that love it to death, that will rate it. Again, they're not all going to be, I gave this a 10 out of 10 because I stuck with it that long. But you're going to have a much higher amount of people that loved it just because it was the final season and they stuck with it that long. Now, the reverse effect is the annoying thing where suddenly out of nowhere, the Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood fans are upset that Fruits Baskets is number one. And what do? They brigade it. So they go on to my anime list and they go, I reviewed this. It's a 1 out of 10 stars. Terrible show. Hate it to death. And what happens? It drops. So it's a funny pickle. it's a weird situation that we're in. But I think that it's sad that it's a two-way effect where I acknowledge it's cool that something that has people I've stuck with for so long can review something separate from all the people that hate it from the beginning. Because, I mean, technically, when you're dealing with Fruits Basket the Final, somebody that rates that show went through the whole thing. And so I credit somebody's review of Fruits Basket the Final Season more than somebody that reviewed the very first season. Because guess what? They know how that whole story went. Whereas Fruits Basket is not about the first season. It's not about the final season. It's about the whole thing, all these seasons together. So it's a conundrum that you face where why would somebody's review of the first season weigh to the whole thing versus somebody that watched the whole thing and know the whole story that is Fruits Basket?
It is one of those things. I think that we discussed this in some podcast at some point of the idea that while these score aggregators are good for what they accomplish, they're not without their flaws, and there's obviously something that's wrong if you're looking at a site that aggregates these and Ghibli's are mid tier, and I'm sorry, Fullmetal Alchemist is the best is one of the top two.
Yeah, I think the only movie specifically, well, Violet Evergarden and Your Name is on this one, but yeah, none of these have Ghibli movies. And that's kind of telling.
It's one of those things that's really kind of frustrating. I mean, we were saying a little while ago, the idea of the aggregators is fundamentally...
Oh, okay. 47.
It's fundamentally crucial. We really need these so that we know what is... And I'm not saying that Brotherhood is not a great anime. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form. I'm not saying that a lot of these shows that are in the top 10 are not great anime. The point of what I'm trying to say is that when you're sitting here trying to say that such and such is a fundamentally almost perfect anime, can you really say that about these shows that are considered, by all accounts, Anime List's perfect anime? I mean, it's just not viable in any way, shape, or form. You're talking about literally how do you even describe something as that is an idea? I mean, it's in some cases the perfect story is near impossible. It's not possible. And so what we have
Brotherhood
to do
was a perfect story.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's absolutely no flaws in that storytelling. And that's the point. That's why we're trying to make something that is subjective into objective. And it's near impossible, but we can get close.
Well, that's the thing. Is they're always going to weigh each other out. And that's the important thing to realize is that, yeah, somebody's going to come in there and say, Attack on Titan Season 3 is a terrible show, 1 out of 10. It's not a 1 out of 10. No matter how many issues you have with it, it's not a 1 out of 10. There's no possible way I think it's going to be a 1 out of 10. None of these shows that are on the top list are going to be 1 out of 10s, even if I don't like how they go. But the fact is that there is a weighing aspect that eventually there's so many people that will say 5 or 6 or 7 that the 1 is insignificant anymore. And that's what I meant with the idea of I wish that we can have them all function together so that when we add plus one to Fruits Basket, it adds to all three of them, just because I do think it's really cool to have everybody culminate to one of them, but I'm not going to say specifically we have to go to one of these sites.
It's funny because it's one of those, even Andrew, as much as he despised the whole manga panels in a show, that's about the only time that I would go, okay, maybe you can go with... What was that?
Scum's Wish?
Yeah, Scum's Wish. There was an anime one.
Several other ones too. That director does that.
An anime a while back that I had watched, and I came to Andrew and I said, "Oh my gosh, this part of the it was Cerberus or Bahamut, something like that." And there was an entire battle scene where it looked like they were trying to do a CG thing, and then they kind of like the computers crashed mid production, and so they were like, well, we're out of time here, put it up. And it was like, it looked horrible. For all that I love that the artist, the Wizard Barristers, the final episode of that went absolutely stupid. That was it.
No, I don't think it was this one.
Bahamut Chronicles?
Yeah, I don't think it was Bahamut Chronicles. It was a different one where they were like stuck in a room like for three episodes, and that's when I quit watching it. It might have been Bahamut Chronicles.
And it's sad because it's really frustrating.
No,
because
I finished this one. It ain't Bahamut Chronicles. I didn't finish the one you're talking about.
It's sad because it is really frustrating to have... It is important I mentioned the idea of shaking out a lot of the lower tier shows. It's not necessarily to say that they're not worth their time, but at the same time, our community does have to go through a sifting process to find the shows that are good. And because of the fact that we have such a and I do think that this is shifting. We're shifting into a more positive standpoint, but at one point we were in a very negative state where we were trying to do the opposite, where we were trying to push shows down, and now we're trying to just kind of. And this is where I think we need to be: is we need to be sifting, not necessarily trashing. we need to find the diamonds in the rough. Not necessarily say that such and such anime is a bad show. We need to find the good shows and lift them up and say, okay, we have all these shows that we really like, and then there's these shows that are just a touch above. Instead of just going, well, this all anime is crap except for One Piece.
The 90s era.
Except for the 90s era, yeah. The golden age.
It's been a while since I ran into a 90s era person. Like, they finally stopped watching anime. Thank goodness they finally stopped watching anime. No, I think that's important. I think the key thing there is, I do think there's a push. I'm seeing less negative. Maybe it's because I'm just kind of muting out a lot of things that I don't really want to listen to that are just being negative for the sake of being negative. But I think there is a lot of...
Except for people who want to trash on Evangelion.
Yeah, Evangelion and Sword Online, yes. But it's like, even with the ex-girlfriend thing, it's like, yeah, I'll see it every now and then. But it's like, most of the cases, it's just kind of like an underhanded jab and they move on. It's like, okay, thank you. I really don't want to hear it anymore. And I think that's really maybe a case of people kind of finally getting sick of it. Like, they're finally tired of... It's fun to beat on the ex-girlfriend because, I don't know, it's whatever. But it does seem like there still exists the stigma of, again, being different for the sake of being different. And, again, that's the Evangelion syndrome. It's the suddenly out of nowhere, I want to be different, so I'm being negative. And it's so funny because, like, I think the negativity that I got from my review of the last movie of Evangelion was because they probably came to my video after seeing that negativity. Like, if you look online, you're going to find a lot of people that are like, Evangelion was never good. And they probably eventually got to my video. And even though I said I love the movie, I just had these three issues that I think I was mixed on. Like, there's these three issues that Hideaki Anno chose that I think were brilliant, but it as a standalone movie was kind of a bad decision. And I think because people came to me after seeing all that negativity, they assumed I was one of them. Like, you're one of them. You're a negative person. It's a perfect movie. And so they were compensating for the negativity around Evangelion as a culture right now, because it's the coolest thing now to be even negative against Evangelion, that they thought I was one of them. And so they attacked me. So even though I have some downvotes on it, it's like, I understand probably why they thought that. It's like that aspect of people overcompensating and becoming defensive because what they love is being attacked because the new coolest thing to be attacking. Like, I'm waiting for the point in which Fullmetal Alchemist becomes that. That'll be an interesting day. Like, I think people are already sick of Steins Gate and it's already getting that culture of it was never good. But and I think that's really kind of probably just a lot of people sick of hearing people. And that's the opposite effect of this cool idea of aggregating our thoughts. I can acknowledge Fullmetal Alchemist is a perfectly directed and paced show with a all-encompassing story that doesn't really have any plot holes. So I can give it a 10 out of 10 personally. But I think that after a while of seeing so many people saying, you have to go watch Fullmetal Alchemist. You haven't watched Fullmetal Alchemist yet, so you gotta go watch that yet. You haven't watched Steins Gate? Watch Steins Gate. Watch Steins Gate. And eventually people get sick and they get angry. And this, when they watch it, they go, you guys were stupid. This is terrible. Because I'm sick of hearing you say that you want me to watch it. It's a reverse effect. But I should probably get back to my outline. But yeah. So yeah, obviously... I think we just hit it right there. The other problem with these scoring aggregation is that there's a problem with popularity bringing in the trolls. So eventually, it's the coolest thing to not like something, and they want to come in there and they want to crap on it because they're smarter than everybody else, and thus they think, again, Steins Gate is a 1 out of 10, which I think is just objectively wrong. There's no way that that can be a 1 out of 10. But they'll still say that it's a 1 out of 10 because it's too popular. And thus, and that's the proper term. It's not that they think that it's overrated. There's the term, overrated, because it's better than what I think it should be. It's thus overrated. And so I think by putting a 1 out of 10, that's going to change the number by 15 digits. It's just not going to... That's the other dumb thing is, like, you bother with putting a 1 out of 10, it's like, it's not going to move it. Like, you personally is not going to move it. A brigade is going to move it, but still, whatever makes you happy. The other obviously big issue is that older shows are squashed. You're not going to look in a top 10 list anywhere, or even a top 100 list, and find a really old show. I think for Miami list, what the oldest one we would have is 2013. No, there's Planet After Story, 2009. Don't go brigade it. Don't go and brigade it. I know that hating Clannad is a cool thing, too. But yeah, I think 2005 Monsters on there. That's surprising. Cowboy Bebop's still up there at 1990, which is a 99.
It's original Hajime no Ippo's up there. Woo!
How old is that one?
2000.
Oh, that's not older.
That was older than the 2005.
But you're never going to find something like, say, Evangelion. I don't think Evangelion's in the list. And that's, yeah, argued by a lot of people. And I think that's all really a case of most of the older fans that were in the 90s and 80s are back don't have a Miami list. They probably all stopped watching shows. So it's hard to get an aggregation of older shows just because, one, most people that watch the shows no longer watch shows anymore. They don't have a Miami list. And those that watch now don't go back and watch it. Most all of anime fans just don't go watch it.
Well, we've talked about that with a lot of the Gundam shows.
It's all
about
the now.
Yeah, the old Gundam shows are in a lot of cases they're kind of hard to watch.
Yeah, and that's the other thing to keep in mind. While I do acknowledge that, they're also really old. Not to say Gundam's bad. I'm just saying for most people watching these days, it's a lot to do with the pacing. It's just most people these days, they want move. They want the pacing to be faster. And these older shows are very slow paced.
Yeah, and the same argument can be made for older video games. One of the arguments that I had for updating some of these old games is, can you imagine anybody who's actually gone back, they re-released the Pixel Perfect Final Fantasies. One of the biggest gripes that I've heard about it is these games are so slow. Yeah, that's what we played back in the day. It is really hard to watch some of these older shows. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying they're hard to watch.
That was my big argument. That was my big argument for them redoing the entire first season of Mobile Suit Gundam like they did with the Origins, just to be able to have people be able to experience the show without having to watch the original.
They're great stories. They're great stories, and they deserve to be told again. The original, back in the day, it was really popular to have collect-a-thon type shows. Yeah, they're still floating around here and there. You'll catch them. I mean, almost every season seems to have a card collector anymore because Yu-Gi-Oh! Started that. Back in the day, it was just collect-a-thon-ish, where I off the cuff, I'm thinking of Sitboy.
Inuyasha?
Inuyasha. He was going around collecting these shards for something involving his family, if I remember right. I can't off the top of my head. But
was it the tooth of the demon or something like that?
It was the tooth of his dad or something.
Yeah, it was like a sword.
And so that was their thing. And it would release her and send her back to her hometown, if I remember right. It's each one of these things has their own thing. Technically, Dragon Ball was originally collecting Dragon Balls. I don't know how many of forgot about that, but that was a collect-a-thon. So a lot of those were the very popular thing back in the time, and it gave them a reason to extend these shows out for forever and a day. And that was made it take a long time. It gave it something to do outside of the main storyline.
Attack on Titan technically was about collecting the key to get into the basement. For the longest time, that show was about getting to a basement.
It's funny because if you stop and think about it, that's how
or
they
potatoes.
Did it. Huh?
Or potatoes.
Potatoes. There you go. It gave the main cast something to do while it got around to taking their time getting to the main the characters' backstories and telling the story at a leisurely pace. So you didn't have to have the entire story all in 12 episodes. You just had maybe you'll get a tidbit of this is the reason why this person does this, or the next episode it might be this is why love interest number one has a thing against spiders. And so the next episode was about the enemy and why they hate spiders or ghosts or whatever. That's how they worked. And it's fun to consider that, but at the same time, that was the trick. But it also has a downside. While it worked at the time, it doesn't really work anymore. That is, in a way, it's our, we referred to it as the monster of the week in a lot of cases, where each monster had their different quirks, and it usually revealed something in one of the main characters.
No, I think it's one of those things where I think the writers themselves feel the necessity, rightfully so, to respect the time of the viewers anymore. Because I think that's a lot to do with, there's so many options also. We talked about it before, back in the 90s and stuff, you had like four shows a season. So it was like, that was the show to watch because, and even if it didn't have much in it, it was the only show you had. Whereas these days, there's so many options now that they have a responsibility to be able to grab your attention and give you a story that you're going to want to engage on a weekly basis. And to have, if we were to start up a season and you're flipping through all the shows available for that season and you see a show that's literally going, hey, how's it going? Here's you know, your episodic show of the season, and there's no through line story, and there's no, you know, good story to it. It doesn't have to have a through line specifically, but it has to, again, respect your time. Otherwise, you're going to go, I got like 45 other shows behind me that I can probably check out. Do you have a story? You don't? Okay, well, I'm going to go watch one of these other 45. They have a huge desire to have to fulfill anymore. Whereas back then, again, you could have, here's the Gundam episode 15, and maybe this person had this problem with the other person. Gundam fight. See you guys next week. Again, nothing against Gundam. It's just that was the formula for back then. That was the expectations that most viewers had, and they were fulfilling those expectations. But these days, there's so many things around us that will get our attention that it has to have, like, every second grabbing you. Otherwise, you're going to walk away. We have short of attention spans anymore.
Back then, it was a brilliant system. Made it a lot easier on the production. I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, you're literally talking about dragging out stories for years just based on, well, can we make teeny tiny stories and then maybe pepper in a little bit of the main story? It's brilliant.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've waited long enough. It is finally time to talk about the main crux of all this. The biggest issue, obviously, with not really the biggest issue. I'm going to have to correct myself here. I don't really think it's the biggest issue. I think the biggest issue that aggregating scores has is just not getting everybody on board. Like, I think that is number one reason why these score aggregation sites, unfortunately, will never be the voice of the entire community, is because, one, which one do we choose? And two, how is everybody going to get on board? Not everybody cares to get on board. Not everybody cares to have an app to keep track of all the shows they watch. Some people don't even care that it's there. Most people just don't probably even, I would say probably a good 95-98% of all anime viewers don't even know My Anime List and Any List and Anime Planet even exists. They just go on Crunchyroll, they watch their show, and they don't care. But the next biggest issue is the brigading. I think the brigading itself makes it not even worth it. Like, yeah, you can say an argument to, if I go to Gintama and I look in there and there's a review that says 1 out of 10, this is a terrible show, it's always been a terrible show, these people have terrible taste, it makes me not trust that 9.09 is a proper score, because there's an idiot on here that is giving it a 1 because it's too popular in their eyes. But even still, brigading, I think, is a huge issue just because it discredits the entire system. And I'll be very specific here. I really only looked into this for My Anime List because obviously My Anime List is deemed as, and it seems like it is, the most popular out of all of them. Like, it has the most traffic.
Can you look at the analytics between the three?
Can I or did I?
Can you?
probably sure you can probably look at Google Analytics and find out which one gets the most traffic, I guess. But yeah, it's one of those things where, and I guess the more recent example and the thing that really kind of, because I think a while back I proposed to Chris the idea of a episode called "Is Anime Being Brigaded?" or is anime being review bombed? Because obviously one of the bigger things that's happening in especially movies and TV shows right now is review bombing. There is a popular trend that whenever people are upset about something, they will go out and they will go to a ranking site for a TV show or movie, and they will review bomb it. And they will make accounts just to say this is the terrible thing in the world, or this is the greatest thing in the world, just to make a statement. And I assumed eventually that was going to come to anime. And it technically happened a few times before, and I maybe forgot or just didn't cover at the time because I didn't think it was that big of a, like it was this big of an issue. But it's happening more and more, so it's hard to really ignore it anymore because it has to be talked about, essentially. I think my biggest sadness was when it happened to Fruits Basket. It's like, this is, because let's list them out here really quickly so people know which one we're talking about here. The ones that I got examples, I asked some people if it was anything that I maybe forgot. Redo of Healer obviously happened, and that was more a case of people trying to up it because of the negativity around it for what's obvious what's happening in the show. Interspecies Reviewers was probably the most popular one mainstream that most people had for review brigading. Again, this was one in a popular way, or in a positive way. I think has somebody mentioned the fact that Nuxtaku was involved with that one, or at least was a part of it, where there was a large group of people that were trying to bump up Interspecies Reviewers on Miami List because it got canceled by Funimation. They wanted to basically send a message by bringing it up in the charts. And I think at some point they got it up towards of, I think, the second place in Miami List just by review bombing it with positivity.
Before they intervened and started.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Attack on Titan Season 3 Part 2 obviously got brigaded. A lot of people say it was because it got higher than Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Other people were saying it was because it was people countering it with the fact that they hated that MAPPA took it over. There was a lot of mixed stuff on that one particularly. And then, again, the recent one that I think is probably the more saddening one of all of them, because most of them are kind of funnies. Most of them are just outrages on one way or another based on certain aspects of the shows. But Fruits Basket, I think, was more concerning just because it was an effort based on the hatred for the fact that it was a shoujo. There was a large group of people, seemingly headed by certain people, but it got a lot of traction. It got a lot of retweets on Twitter. It was a call out to basically say, Fruits Basket's the final took number one in Miami List. This is terrible because this is a shoujo show. Full Metal Alchemist needs to be number one, which you know why that's really funny, right? They're both written by a female.
That's true.
Shock. You could feel shoujo in Full Metal Alchemist. It's technically in there. But that was a sad thing because it was like this dethroned our prince Full Metal Alchemist that's untouchable. And it's a shoujo. Girly doki dokies. Get that crap out of my list. It was a gatekeeping. It sounded so gatekeepy, I guess, is the reason why it's so terrible. And
it's so funny because I'm gonna bash the idea of gatekeeping this way too. So don't. I hate gatekeeping. I despise it with every bit of me. I don't like the idea of somebody gatekeeping us from being able to see the true translations. I don't like people gatekeeping because they have control over our anime. I don't like gatekeeping because of this. I don't like gatekeeping. That is absolutely just it. And I don't know how to explain it better than it's just you're keeping something from somebody else. And truth in the what I was going to say at some point is one of the things that you need to remember about these things, for us to ever find a true objective good show, we have to be truthful about this stuff. If you really don't like a show, that's fine. If you really love a show, that's fine. But when you come, when you actually do your rating, if you're going to rate, because me personally, like I said, I personally do not rate. Because I, especially because of how fickle my opinions on things are. You can ask me one day how I feel about something and I'll say I like it. And then and the next day, I liked it, but there was problems. And then the next day you ask me, I'm like, no, it was a perfect show. To me, it's I'm
what was that last year that happened? Something happened last year, and I went back and I listened to your review on it, and you were like super negative on it, but then you like gave it like your number one anime of the year. Which one was it? I gotta look that up.
I don't remember. I know you pointed it out to me. It's like, I don't remember doing that, but okay.
It was the one that was written by the ReZero guy with the flying, the jet girls.
I like that show.
You were super negative on it.
I don't remember being so negative.
Your way you put it was something like, this show made me so, it was like, this show peed me off because I wanted this, and then it starts doing this. And I'm like, was literally like half the show. Yes, I hated that. And I'm like, so you're going to give the number one anime of the year pick to a show that half of it peed you off? But you don't understand. That's the reason why I so love it. And that's why I was mad. But you were still mad, right? So dorky. He was super negative on the show. I was the positive person when we reviewed it. And then over here, when it goes to anime of the year, suddenly out of nowhere, all he can think about was the positive. And suddenly, that was better than all these other amazing... Ascendance of a Bookworm was that year. It was better than that. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense, Chris. You're not making any sense to me.
I seem to remember that my negative was a positive, and I don't know why you keep turning that into a negative negative.
No, it was the change in its tonals, because it was always about like how these girls were essentially, you know, basically encouraging the men in the army, and they were like the staple of their beacon of hope, and they would visit them when they're dying and stuff like that. And then 2 seconds later, it's them in bikinis going through an underground thing, and there's goofiness, and you were talking about that tonal shift that you didn't like.
Yeah.
But I guess, like I said, it was like half the show.
At any rate, when it comes down to it, like I said, I don't care to rate, like I said, for the fact that I can't, I'm not good at rating. I really am not, and I don't like it.
That's the whole thing we talked about in the rating and anime thing. It's like it always comes down to you can't put a number on a show.
You can't.
And that's what we always focus on is don't come to us looking for a number out of 10 that is equal to this. Gintama is not a insert numeric value out of 10. You can't watch the show and then by the end of the show, you go, 6, or 10. It's literally, this was this thing, and this caused this. And then the other problem that, and I think that was the reason why, I think it was the first reason why I chose to drop our numeric scaling altogether.
I bet you it's the same thing. Somebody came up and said, why did you rate it at this? And then somebody, and this other show, you rated it this.
And I think it was Sword Art Online and some other show. Somebody went and commented on my Sword Art Online written video or written blog post reviewing Sword Art Online. And they said, you're stupid because you gave this number and you gave this other one this number. And it's like, but that doesn't mean that is better than that. That's the problem. You can't say, well, because this hits a 9 and this gets at 8, that means 9 is better than 8. No, it depends. Yeah, granted, I guess there's some people that would have their scoring system based on that. Like, I know there's people that will spend way too much time, go through their mind. Like I can go through my list right now. So I'll go to anime list. I will sort it by scoring here. There's people that will go through here, like I have, let me go somewhere in the middle here, so that way I can actually get a good perspective here. So I'm going to go between 9 and 8. So I have, Shadow House is my last one of my number 9s. Not by it being the worst number 9 or anything, it's just in the list. The next one that I have down, which is in the 8 area, is Oh My Goddess. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I loved Oh My Goddess back in the day. Stop it. That was my first waifu was Belle Dandy. So there is people, and I don't do this, there is people, and this is the only people that would apply to, that will on a regular basis go, but wait, is Oh My Goddess better than Shadow House? Shift them. Okay, but wait, is Beck better than Fruits Basket, the final? Shift them. Okay, but wait, is Chobits better than ReZero second season part 2?
I can't believe you have Chobits so low.
Yeah, what?
Chobits should be a...
I don't love Chobits. I'm not as fantastical about Chobits and the girl that can't make her own decisions and gets touched in the lower areas without her consent.
You stop and think about what that show is. It's like, oh my God.
I did like the Ponsu episode though.
She's too adorable, but gosh, that was such a horrible show.
Way to be on your own shows. But anyways, there's people
I meant as far as just
inappropriate.
Yeah.
Etchy. That's why it's great. But no, there is, I think the only thing that would apply, I think the only thing that people that would apply to is going to be, I don't think this actually lists by, yeah, it doesn't list, Golden Boy's got a Japanese name, doesn't it? The only people that mentality of how they list their scorings is going to be people that will do that. Because that's the only way that you can have that make sense to anybody is by on a regular basis going through and resorting things to tell if something was greater than another thing or not. If people are following me on that. I don't know that I put a score on this because I think I wanted to rewatch it before I scored it. But yeah. Anyways, where the heck was I?
18 most popular. Wow.
Of all time? Golden Boy got... I'm liking any listing.
People of culture over there.
Yeah, they've got some major culture over here in any list. I'm starting to grow more and more wanting to... And that's the troubling thing, because obviously I can export my stuff and re-import my stuff in any list. But then I'm like, okay, it's listing that I have... Like I think they listed 1,707 shows. All 1,717. But if I go to AnyList and I look at my list there, it's like different. So I'm not sure exactly how they're listing all, but I'm afraid that something didn't move. Like, how do you tell that every single one made it? It's going to be the question mark. Like, total entries is 1737 on Miami list. So how does each one of them, is there 20 missing? I don't think maybe I should have stayed on that page. Maybe it would have told me, like, you didn't import this or this, so... I have to figure that out. Not that it matters that I lose 20 shows of all of them, but anyways, you're sidetracking me.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing that came from all this, again, I thought it was kind of crappy that obviously Fruits Basket dropped down just based on a whim of a bunch of people being butthurt about their greatest favorite anime of all time being dethroned. That shouldn't matter. But again, I do acknowledge the idea that Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, technically, is a single series. Now, again, I can make the argument that technically you have to watch the original Full Metal Alchemist up to a certain point because Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood says, oh, hey, by the way, you all know what happened in the previous series. Well, remember up to this point and forget the rest. Now let's continue. It is technically a sequel. You have to have some previous knowledge because otherwise you're jumping right into everybody being together in a room. And that's not how it started. Edward was not a part of this group from episode one of the story. So it assumes you know the original series. Whereas, again, Fruits Basket, the final, is an aggregation of people that have watched several seasons of a show to watch its finale. It's obviously going to have a steered positive nature to it. Now, here's the interesting thing. This is where it gets into I don't know all the information. I'm going to be perfectly honest. When I don't know everything, I'm going to be perfectly honest with people that a lot of this is speculation, or not really speculation, but me recounting what I found and the question marks it really raises. Is yes, a long time ago, in the earlier situations that we had these kind of brigadings, it was interspecies reviewers. Now, this is specifically my anime list. I don't see it necessarily the case with a lot of the other sites. I don't know how they handle their brigading issues, or if they even have brigading issues. They could probably not even... like I said before, Fruits Basket is the final still on top in Anime Planet, so I'm assuming they're not getting the brigading that my anime list is getting for that particular show. I'm assuming Annie List is not having that issue as well, because it, again, it shows we do have Fruits Basket the Final up there. Whereas again, Miami List, Fruits Basket's dropping. Now, again, why is it dropping? It could be that it's just over time, all these shows will eventually drop because the popularity stops and more people will watch it that don't have that high positive nature to it. And the way the scaling system works, based on the average, it has to come down. And there's a lot better people online that can explain that to you, so I'm not going to try to explain that to you. But it's based on an average value, and so that's the more you get, the less likely... Okay, so let's put it this way. If you have 50 people, and they watch it first, and they all are really high positive about something, it's obviously going to get bumped up to 10. So let's say 50 people watch it, review it, give it a 10, it starts at 10. Eventually, over time, you're going to add more people, and the ratio of people that will be above a value or below a value will be greater, lower value as it goes along. You're not going to have every single people from then on always be positive. Eventually, somebody's going to say, it's a 9. Well, guess what? It comes down. It's at 8.9. Not that it's terrible, but it brings it down. And so it's impossible for it to stay up in that high value. The problem that I have is that because Fruits Basket the Final dropped so quickly, even after they said that they have this way of preventing the brigading, thus proves me it's not 100%. It's not working 100%. So when Interspecies Reviewers had its whole debacle, what happened? They came out with a post that said, hey, this has nothing to do with the Interspecies Reviewer issue. We've been working on this for 10 years, but we have a system that will prevent brigading. And I think the way that they explain how it works is that they will, obviously, they're always monitoring when they get illegitimate users. So if suddenly out of nowhere one day they get 1,000 new users, it's probably because they're illegitimate. So they'll mark them. And these illegitimate users will have very little weight in anything scoring related. The other thing that they take in note is that whenever you look at a scoring for a show, let's take Fruits Basket the Final because that's a recent example, they do not show that they're discounting the weight of reviews, which I think is a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. The reason why I say that is because, yeah, I understand the idea that if somebody were like, you know, part of the brigading group, where is this stupid statistics page? I'm not finding this. Where's that? There it is. So say I'm brigader number 15. I just noticed this guy's post and I'm like, man, yeah, Fruits Basket, terrible shoujo. I come to the page for Fruits Baskets and I see the stats and I see, yeah, we got them. 3,400 negative 1 out of 10 reviews. We're going to get them. Well, I'm less likely to make an account when I see that already 3,500. The higher that brigade value is already there, the less chance that I'm going to say, well, if it's 3,406 votes for one, it's not going to matter. Whereas if they were to clear out all that brigading and it showed 10 again or something like that, 10, 1 out of 10 stores, that's going to make somebody more likely to want to jump in there and brigade it still. But if they see that there's an already established brigading, they're less likely to take the time to brigade. That's their mentality. It makes sense to me. But still, like I said, this issue still, and that's what they put into effect. And there's a big question mark around why did it take Interspecies Reviewers having this upvote brigading happening before they put this into effect? Well, obviously, a lot of people didn't like Interspecies Reviewers when it was out. It looked bad to a lot of people that Interspecies Reviewers existed. Funimation didn't like it. They were negative against it. I'm not following some conspiracy theory that Funimation went to Animaniacs and said, you guys are making the show look good, take it down. But I do see it being a thing of like, okay, this is getting a lot of attention, and it's attention for a show that has technically a negative stigma about it. But it is still curious that it took Interspecies Reviewers being brigaded up before they did anything to, I guess, countermeasure brigading. And it still makes me question mark, even though they do have the system in play, why is Fruits Basket, why did it still drop? That's my big question. If they're saying is true, and I'm looking at Fruits Basket's the final, It has 43,000 10 out of 10s. It has 3,400 1 out of 10s. And if their mentality is that, if you look at that, that is not the actual total scoring. There's a score that, yeah, it's 9.09. That's its overall score. And that's supposed to be based on the aggregated scores of everybody, plus an average score overall on the entire site. If they're saying that these scores up here do not affect its total scores, why did the Fruits Basket of the Final drop, and why is it still dropped? That part doesn't make any sense to me. So it's one of those things where I understand that, again, in order to make us trust this list, we can't trust it if brigading can happen. If I am to believe, based on this post, that they have a system in play to prevent brigading to happen, and I see a case where brigading has affected something, I don't have trust in it. Whatever system you have in play is obviously not working, or you're choosing not to put it into play unless it has a negative stigma around it. And the only case where I can see people say that something was put into effect and it fixed something was because people positive brigaded something versus something that was negative brigaded. And just because something gets front pages because it's negative and not something that is positive that is getting brought down does upset me a little bit. Because not that I have any weight, not that I have a card in play or any benefit to Fruits Basket the Final being a number one of all time, but more so because I can no longer trust the system.
Well, and that actually makes the system kind of even more questionable. That makes me wonder about other shows like Alchemist. It not necessarily that, because we've always, I don't think I've ever seen Alchemist not at the top of that list.
Right, and it's probably a example right there is what happened with Fruits Basket the Final. When that got number one, everybody won that one, and what did they do in response the other direction? They went to Full Metal Alchemist and they gave it a 10 out of 10.
And that's the thing. It's like, how I mean, 2,500,000 or almost 600,000 people. And I've never, I do believe that there is a time component there where people over time have lifted this show up. And like I said, there's nothing wrong. I'm not bashing the show. I'm wondering about we've said there's flaws in this system. And one of those flaws that I really do wonder about is, I mean, you're talking 807,000 votes. There is never a time that you will ever knock that off of its pedestal. You would literally have to have almost a million people say a new show is better than that. It's never going to happen.
How many people? How many of those 20,000 one out of tens were people trying to do the opposite from Fruits Baskets? I don't say the other side is completely clean. I'm sorry.
It's frustrating me. I'm saying that we almost have to have. I'm gonna throw a couple of things out there that while I don't necessarily agree with them, I'm just throwing them out there. Do we need a kind of like the Rotten Tomatoes system? I don't agree with it.
I totally forgot to bring that up, and I'm glad you did. Like, because that's the problem. Like, how do they know when somebody's legitimate or not? Because obviously, yeah, they can see, like, again, 100 or 1,000 new accounts were created on this day, and they all went to the same page, and they voted the same show at 1 out of 10. That's obviously illegitimate account. Again, they don't delete them. They just mark them to where they're not significant. So the person doesn't even know that they've been illegitimized or made, you know, useless. They just see, okay, well, I went there and I hit vote 1 out of 10, got them. And then the site would, if they're claiming that it's actually working, they would go, okay, you have no weight to the score itself. You'll see them on there, but their weight will not be in the total score. Which, again, I think is terrible because you could still go to stats and say, man, 20,000 people hated Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Doesn't necessarily look good. But at the same time, how do you tell? They do. I think I've read somewhere, maybe it was in that same post, somebody said that technically My Anime List will weight a show based on how many episodes watched. So if you list, I only watched 3 episodes of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, 10 out of 10. Your 10 out of 10 is not going to weight to the score as much as somebody that went to and watched the entire show, hit completed on their My Anime List, and then scored it. Which I think is a good thing, because what do we find out most of the time with a lot of these shows? You go to their, like, say a show is currently airing right now, and I go to My Anime List to look at the information on that show, and I'm already seeing reviews. It's already been scored. And it's like, you've only, and they'll even say, I watched 2 of whatever of the episodes. This is my review of it. It's like, why are you reviewing it when you haven't even watched 3 episodes of the dang show? Well, apparently they don't weigh that as much. But even still, if I was brigading, I'm going to hit complete and put a score of 1 out of 10. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to prevent my score from being registered, because I say that I watched the whole show. How does My Anime List know that I didn't watch the whole show? They don't. And so, yeah, I do. That was a part of my whole thing with the API with, like, Crunchyroll. Wouldn't it be cool if My Anime List took my watching of Crunchyroll to correct? Like it, unless I said that I watched all the episodes, My Anime List will not show that I watched all the episodes. But then there's the conundrum there of, like, well, sometimes it'll say, do you want to rewatch episode 10? And sometimes it'll say, watch it for the first time. I'm like, I already watched it. Maybe it's because it, you know, I possibly select that episode again later and it started from the beginning, so it thinks I haven't watched it. And then there's the fact that you're not going to find 99.99999% of the shows on My Anime List on Crunchyroll. There's most every single show on My Anime List does not exist somewhere. Like, these are all, like, unless it's like a recent show, it's not going to be on a streaming site. So there's a conundrums there, but I'm guessing you're talking about the Rotten Tomatoes things where unless you buy a ticket from, like, I don't remember what company they deal with, you can't review it, or it's not weighted as much. I didn't know
that that makes sense. That they
what are you talking
that.
About then?
I was actually talking in a strange way about
critic versus regular.
And this is one of the frustrating things. I highly disagree with it. That's another form of gatekeeping where you have literally an elite on some hill saying these shows are the ones that you should watch.
It's so funny because, like, we'd probably benefit the most from something like that,
mm-hmm.
because we would be able to get, you know, not clout, but just basically our name out there. But that's a slippery slope I don't even want to go down. Like, there's benefits to it, but I still don't want it because I know where that's going.
Well, and literally,
IGN's going to kick up their anime club
exactly.
stuff again. IGN's going to get in there, be political about it. All these other sites, Kotaku and all that, are going to start getting to anime. They're going to be all political about the stuff. I don't want to get involved with it. I don't
exactly.
want anything to do with it.
And that's my biggest frustration, because we've seen that in certain other things that we do take part of is we get drowned out very fast by people who don't take the time to watch these shows. It's really, really frustrating. And people, us people on the ground, which yes, I still think that we are part of the ground troops, where we sit here and we are looking at this system and we're going, why is the system doing it this way? We don't want it this way. We love anime. You people, maybe you just love money. Maybe you have some soft spot in your heart for Sailor Moon, but you don't love anime. I'm sorry.
Dang, you're still kicking them on the ground, aren't you? They're dead. They've been long dead, Chris. Stop kicking them. But that's a sad thing, because there's a lot of people that are in the anime sphere that are getting more and more. I'm seeing Netflix right now is really trying to grab a lot of influencers and bring them under their wing in order to promote stuff. And it's like, at some point you're going, is that a good thing? Like, is it a good thing that Netflix is trying to be more social, is trying to bring more influencers into their – it's good for them. Don't get me wrong. Netflix is smart for doing that. But how does it look for the fan – how does a fan see their influencer, their YouTuber, their podcaster that's under that wing? Now, don't get me wrong. If Netflix contacts me tomorrow and wants me to do a video on a new show they're doing, I'm going to do it. I'm not saying that they're wrong for doing it. I'm not saying Netflix is wrong for it. I'm just saying, as a whole, how does it make you feel? And the idea that technically, yeah, they're probably paid by it. Nobody's nobody's misunderstanding the idea that if somebody is on a video for Netflix, they're getting paid for it. But does that change your perspective if they're continuously doing that and you're no longer the voice of the fans, but just a voice of Netflix? It's a big question mark in that regard.
That is a frustrating thing, because in a heartbeat, I would say, yeah, go for it. But at the same time, I do agree that
have to worry about being beholden to the company.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating
thing.
That's
what we mentioned in our last.
When do you start looking at somebody as, I mean, because I, for all of its meme factor, I get so tired of listening to people go on about Clash of Kings or whatever that is. It's like,
Clash of Clans.
There is no way that you, a hardcore Final Fantasy player, thinks that because the way they word it is this is going up and coming and taking over the MMOs. No, you don't believe that. No, there's no way you believe that Clash of Kings is going to beat out Final Fantasy at some point. No, I don't believe you. It is one of those things that it does get kind of difficult to feel that out. If you can feel that genuineness, you will. If not,
I think it really comes down to, like, every single one of these. If somebody has an ad in their video, they probably don't. They're getting paid. Like, it's simple as that. Like, they can say, because they're going to be given a quote, and this is why a lot of people don't like doing, like, Raid Shadow Legends stuff, is from what I understand, a lot of those cases, they will tell them, you have to say that you play this many hours. You have to say that you think it's the greatest of this genre. They tell you what you have to say, and anything that tells somebody they have to say something, it shouldn't be trusted. It's like that's like a big no-no. But at the same time, you should understand that every single ad is an ad, and they are getting paid, and it's scripted. Unless it's like somebody doing a Crunchyroll ad for their anime review, they probably don't even touch whatever it is that they're doing an ad for. It's that simple. It's one of those things where I think people should be common sense, I guess. But there's times where every now and then I'll run into somebody where they're like upset because, you know, this person did an ad for this and they don't think that they'd like it. And it's like, duh, it's an ad. Of course they don't play Raid Shadow Legends. They might have got on there, made a guild, roll a couple times on a gacha or something like that, and then said, please go join my guild. But you know why they made the guild? Because they were told to get that money, they will need to get in the game and make a guild so that people think that you're actually playing it. Because if you say, just come join and friend me, nobody's going to do it. But they think that you have a guild, they're like, oh, wow, he has a guild in there. Obviously, he's playing it, so I got to go play that with him. It's just, why the hell are we getting this conversation? Talked about this Rotten Tomatoes thing. I took it a different direction because I thought you were talking about actually requiring viewership in order to actually have weight to your scoring, which I think is cool. But yeah, like I said, that's really my whole case with the reviewing bombing thing. It's just that it doesn't seem like it's functioning properly with MyAnimeList specifically, even though they say that it doesn't affect the score rating system. Like I said, it technically was a thing for this. Chiaia Furuta Season 3 technically got review brigaded. Some people say because it was getting higher than Vinland Saga. Other people were saying it's because the writer had a pro-Hong Kong stance, and thus China was brigading them. I haven't been able to find any sources of that, but apparently that's what some people are saying. So I can't say one way or the other with that one. But it's an unfortunate thing, like I said, because... Like I said, with Fruit Basket, the final, it was due respect. It's one of those things of like, this did something. This was a shoujo that was high up on the scoring. Some people would probably claim a very shonen heavy top list. Like, if you look at MyAnimeList, how many shoujos are you going to see? These are all, would be... more leaning shonen, if anything.
Well, that would explain why we couldn't get Shogun Roku up so high, is because it's technically a shoujo. I mean,
yeah.
And it's one of those frustrating things. No matter how much we, how is it on Anime Planet? Where is it on that list?
What?
Shogun Roku.
Ah, good question. On an Anime Planet?
On Anime Planet, yeah.
Where's your ranking?
Oh, 151. Wow.
So let's see what, let's see season two if it's higher because, yeah, rank because 60. People stick with it. Well, there was a lot of people that did claim that season two was better than season one. So it doesn't,
so it's technically lower. That's an interest. That's an interesting tidbit though.
What was it on my list?
35.
Oh, I didn't think I got that high on any list. 64 for the first season. And then season two, 23. I don't know. I think that's pretty much all I wanted to hit on with all that stuff. Like I said, I wanted to research more into some things, but there's a lot of things that aren't really public. Like, we don't really know, like, the full systems of Miami List and how they handle things. Again, there's question marks to be raised about the fact that they didn't implement this stuff until... And it's so funny. In the post that they talk about implementing the changes, they say, this has nothing to do with Shiaferu and the species reviewers. And it's like... Yeah, you were probably working on it because this is not like you can just press a button and it suddenly happens, but you do have to acknowledge that it was timely and it was probably something that pushed you to finally implement it.
And now I'm gonna throw one more thing out there and then let it be done and we'll go ahead and finish this out. Going from the opposite angle of review bombs as a way of... Like you
protesting
were saying,
you're making a speech.
It's the voice of the anime community. I agree with you. It's not really the voice of the anime community. It's more of a voice of a, for lack of a better term, because I don't know what else to better put this. So please don't take this for what it is or outside of what it is. A very vocal minority of very toxic, angry people who want to make a statement, and they don't see a way of doing this outside of, like you were saying, review bombing. That's the only way they feel like they can say something, and they may not actually be toxic. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what a better word of putting it as is. People who don't feel like they have a voice suddenly using this as a way to make a voice heard. I automatically think of situations where I technically kind of agree, like we were talking about with interspecies reviewers. We don't want it to go away. And we try to make our voice heard, but
who's to say, and this is not me being one way or another, this is a very neutral statement. What is to say the interspecies reviewers getting high on Miami List was assigned to Nozomi Entertainment to license it?
That's possible.
Not that review brigading was the trigger, like, oh, wow, this is getting review brigaded. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of want for this. But more in the idea that seeing that there was enough people that would be willing to put in that effort, that, yes, this is a company. Nozomi Entertainment wants to make money. They would have to see some sort of metric of why they should license it and that it will sell. Seeing that there's a passion there, that there's plenty of people who will be a crying voice for this to sell is the thing. Again, they're not going to do it because, man, that got review brigaded. That's going to get up high on the list. It's obviously every single one of these review brigadings is a sell. No, it's that there's enough of a cry that if they release it, that cry will echo to sell. That there is a basically free advertisement. So it's not to say that it's always going to be for the negative. I do think the idea of utilizing another site's system and manipulating it for your own outcry, I think, is a negative thing. I think people being upset about interspecies reviewers being removed is perfectly fine. I'm upset about it. I hated it. I was the first one to cry at this was a sign of how bad Funimation is getting and how bad Sony will be in owning Crunchyroll. I've already stated that. But at the same time, messing with somebody else's... messing with somebody else's system for your own personal gain, I can't see as a positive. That's just like, I can't say that I'm okay with interspecies reviewers being bumped up at the same time as saying that I'm not okay with fruits baskets being brought down. They're both the same thing. They're both manipulating a structure to what you believe sent a message. It technically sent a message because we're talking about it, and obviously a lot of people probably talked about it. But still, there's other ways of mentioning that without manipulating the numbers here, I guess.
And it is. It's one of those things that's so really frustrating in us trying to stay in this kind of neutral area. It's almost impossible not to have this. Yes, I'm frustrated about this, but I have to be equally frustrated about this because both of you guys are doing the wrong thing. This is a stupid war, and we need to stop this war. What's ending up happening is we have basically a broken system because people are doing all are freaking fighting, and the war is skewing these numbers. And we don't know if 90% of these shows. Yeah, I can agree that.
Yeah, is Violet Evergarden a 58 because it got review bombed? We just don't know about it.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know because it's happened before. And again, well, they say there's a system to prevent it, but yet it's obviously not working.
I can tell you this in the stats. You can see this kind of weird. Well, this is actually one of the ones that don't show it. You can see this kind of weird curve where you have the 10 and then the 9 and then the 8, and it kind of looks like a curve. And then all of a sudden you have this one that has like a big old poke out where it was on the other one that you were just on a little bit ago.
Well, yeah, it was on Full Metal Alchemist, it was on Fruits Basket because those were the ones that got
and you wonder if the 10 has the same problem, especially when you see a big old long thing over there on the 10s and then wow
Promised Neverland second season.
See, when it comes down to it, I can see that makes sense. Whether you agree with it or not.
That's a mix. Oh, yeah. I'm right in the middle there.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you can actually see this actually looks like a natural, per se, list where you can see.
It's a natural outcry.
Yeah. Whereas the other ones, you can see where it looks like the curve, and then all of a sudden the one has a whole big old line. Obviously, that's not natural. There's either a lot of people who are very mad and they don't want to actually take the time, or I want to see Sword Art Online when you get a chance.
Now we're looking at all these stupid aggregations. I'm curious about if there's like a high percentage in the original Evangelion TV series right now. No, they're not brigading it at all. It's still beloved. I'm sorry, all the people that want to turn into an ex-girlfriend. It's still beloved. And it's funny because, like, Sword Art Online, I don't see having that bad of a curve because the fandom is just, it bleeds it out. Like, it gets pushed out. You can't. It's like this rock that has built over time that you can't really touch it. It's good. It's built in the 7-8.
It looks generally natural.
Yeah. It's in the 7-8, which I agree. It's like, I don't necessarily have a problem with people finding it to be a 7 or an 8. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it probably started out with like a very heavy leaning on the 10s and 9s. It's just over time, again, naturally, I think a lot of people are experiencing it and going, it was, again, we've mentioned before, it was a thing of its time. It was something that did something really cool at its time. And to look back at it now, you're probably going to see a lot of tropes in there. It's just like Isekais. If you look, again, we mentioned Escaflowne. If you look back at Escaflowne, you're going to say, man, this is doing the same thing all these other Isekais are doing. It's like, well, because it was one of the first ones, so it kind of was new at the time. But we've seen so much of the tropes that it has, it's hard to really acknowledge what it does. At this point, the only thing you can acknowledge that's unique about it at this point is the visuals. It's the animation. It was how much money and budget they put into that show to make it what it was. So it's a little bit different. Anyways. See, I'm one of them. 7. And the only reason I have 7 on here, by the way, for those that are wondering, is because I did not like the second core. If you asked me core 1 Sword Art Online, it was a 10. Maybe a 10. But the core two brought it down for me, honestly. That second core. Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did I cover everything? We talked about the separation of seasons. We talked about trolls not liking things that are popular. It obviously brings issues to a lot of things. Brought up each of the cases of the review bombings and issues with stopping the review bombing. Obviously, like I mentioned before, it's hard to really judge if they have or have not watched the shows. There is, like I said, really kind of putting weight to different people, which I think is technically a good thing. I would even argue the idea that I would allow, and this is, again, this would be not knowing how these sites aggregate their scoring systems, but I would love if maybe MIMLS could do it. But like AnyList and Anime Planet, there's a lot of ideas that I would have in order to help essentially give more validity to certain things. Like, I am technically perfectly fine with a lot of these sites seeing that somebody that has 500 shows watched, not that their voice was more important than somebody that watches one show, but that, even though I'm just about to say it, but giving more weight to people that have watched more shows. It doesn't have to be that somebody that watched 1,000 shows, his score has a weight of 1,000 versus somebody who's only watched, you know, 10 shows get a weight of 1. But there's some kind of element of the more you watch, the more serious the site takes you. So if you do jump on there and you say, I watched 3 shows, this is a 1 out of 10, that shouldn't have as much weight as somebody that has watched maybe 100 plus shows and show that they give a crap about the site and the aggregation of scoring. It's not to say that that's the best way to put it. It's not me saying that somebody that watches more shows, their voice is more important. It's that somebody that has the passion and the willingness to put into a website their watching habits has more, I guess, weight to the scoring system because they care about it enough to put in the effort, I guess.
Well, that would also make your voice count more the more you invest in, the more time you invest. So basically, if you only watch one show, nobody care. No, the system's not going to much care about what your opinion is. But if you've, over time, your opinion back when you start will matter more later on. But unfortunately, I think that's
one of those systems you would have to put into play without telling anybody, unfortunately.
Yeah, you'd have to be very careful with that one.
Why would you want to come to that site and put your scoring in there when you know that doesn't do anything?
Yeah.
But the counter argument to that is, if you go to Swear Online's page on MyMS right now, and you put a 1 out of 10, I can guarantee you 7.21 is not going to change. Because it's one of a million and, 1,730,000 users, so it's not going to move that needle. You might be the lucky person that finally changes that number, boop, by, you know, 2 digits, but it's not going to do anything. Like I said, nutshell, I really do hope that these sites really do take a lot of this stuff serious. I do wish that people themselves would take scoring seriously and aggregating their anime on these sites more seriously, just because I do like the idea of having an aggregated source of the voice of the community. I think that is important. It's always been important. And it's even more important for the future too, because as people, you know, maybe 30 years from now, how are people going to know what the current time liked if we don't really kind of put it somewhere, I guess. And I guess that's technically me giving something to a company that I have nothing to do with. So be it. But that said, I will probably be moving to AnyList. I'm gonna mess around with it more just to make sure that it has all the features that I want it to have, which is not much, just really aggregating my stuff and managing my scoring. And so far, the way that it manages that stuff is really good. Like I said, being able to really sort by genre and by score and all this stuff and by year, it's proven to be a lot more useful. And like I said, it's not as, you know, in front of my face information as my MLS, but at the same time, it's easier to function. And I do think that's a positive.
What if they were to separate it between entertainment and technical?
You mean scoring?
Yeah.
Because I don't think most people would give it enough effort.
Well, I think that that would be an interesting way of fixing the subjective versus objective problem.
I don't think it will. Because like I said, I think most people won't give it enough thought. I think most people are going to just do the same number for both. If they don't, okay, let me give an example. Most people, I would think, is probably going to be more in the lazy area. Not as a bad thing. It's just that they don't care enough. That if they watch a show, say 18IF or Flip Flapper, something like that, where it's very artsy, but a lot of people probably had issues with the story.
Right.
Most people are probably going to go to the site and say, you know, if they didn't like those two shows because the story wasn't right there, they're just going to go 1-1. They're not going to bother going, was it good artistically? They're not going to really think about that much. They're just going to put, this is my score. And that's the other problem is that in a lot of cases when somebody are upset at a show because they just hate it, they won't even allow the acknowledgement of how visually it looked because they're too busy upset about the show. They're just going to give the overall score.
I agree.
I think that will outweigh anybody that will think about it.
I'm trying to figure out a solution to the problem. And like I said, I don't know how to fix this problem. I'm just trying to figure out something that will work. And I think you're right in the fact that people are not going to separate the two, and I wish they would. But one of the biggest problems is trying to separate those two because most of us, we are are of two, for lack of a better term, we're of two minds. We're both emotional beings and we're both rational beings. So we sit here and we look at something, and if something rubs us the wrong way, we want to trash it. And at the same time, if we see something that's technically flawed, it will bother us. And so that both of those will, like we've talked about, the snowball effect, where something will set us off and at the very beginning, and it will just compound as we go through the entire show. But separating the two seems like the most viable option, where we can sit here and we can go, well, we don't like this story because it's another power fantasy. However, it looked freaking awesome. They're separating the two. If both of them are great.
The other argument to that is that how often is that the case? It's very few. There's very few cases where it's visually great, but the story sucks.
No, I agree. I'm just trying to find a solution to the problem. I can't figure out a solution to this. People will either like the story or they'll like the Sakuga. And it's, yeah, I agree. Is there ever a time where it's both? Well, there's a lot of times where it's both. If a manga has a massive following, it's going to naturally get a lot of money. And so therefore all the doors are unlocked. And so therefore great show. It's a problem that is beyond my reach as far as a solution.
Are you just talking about the ex-girlfriend again?
No, actually, that was the least of my thoughts, actually. I don't remember. Maybe that's what it was, as you had mentioned at some point. And it was like, what if we were to do this?
That's what Chris does. Like, I'm sitting here talking about stuff in the podcast, and he's just sitting there just thinking about something else. It's like, I don't know, where he starts talking about something completely random, and it's like, okay, so back to the scoring issues with brigading. I'm not sure how we got down that tangent, but thanks, Chris. So yeah, that's our thoughts on Anime List, the necessity of it, and review brigading specifically. This turned out to be a lot longer than I thought it would turn out to be, so that's, I guess, a good thing, but probably a lot of editing as well. So we should get started on that. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, or the video and audio, I guess we'll have it on both YouTube and podcast, but as always, yeah, please support us on both ways. You go on to podcasting sources and search for Otaku Spirit, or go to YouTube and search for Otaku Spirit. Not that first thing that comes up. I'm waiting for, hopefully, eventually, that first listing for Otaku Spirit goes away that has the boy love thing going on with it. And then eventually,
Spirit Channel will be the first option
there. It's like youtube.com/Otaku Spirit. You can find us.
So. Like Roblox, but for anime.
Is it Roblox?
I don't know. I'm assuming those are Roblox, but yeah, they're... it's like My Hero Academia characters. Being all weird. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know.
I glanced at it. I was like, oh, somebody still aren't. What is this?
But yeah, as always, we appreciate everybody who supports us on Patreon and through just telling people about us. And we thank you all for watching and listening. We hope you all enjoyed, and y'all take care.
Os.
弾ける星みたいなときも